The president's new target, Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's highlighting privately made guns increasingly found at crime scenes and now in the Justice Department's crosshairs as new rules are finalized. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Gun kits with parts that can be ordered and assembled at home shoot and kill like firearms, President Biden says.
A felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun as little as 30 minutes.
The president rolling out a new federal rule that would require makers of gun kits to include serial numbers on parts and background checks for purchases like other firearms. The rule is intended to clamp down on so-called ghost guns, weapons that law enforcement say are nearly untraceable. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The fight over vaccine mandates not over yet. The Justice Department asking an appeals court to let the Biden administration resume enforcement of a mandate for federal employees. Air travelers may get a case of sticker shock.
Demand is incredibly high. It's actually outpacing supply. Some airlines are going to be reducing the number of flights that they have. JetBlue making that announcement after they had to cancel 300 flights this weekend.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth. Airfare prices up 40% already this year.
Experts were saying they were going to see a 6-7% increase through the summer. Instead, we're now expecting a 10% increase through June, according to Hopper. So the average cost of a ticket today, it's $330.
The rising cost of jet fuel a factor, but airlines are blaming staffing shortages in part for cutting flights, unable to handle routine schedule disruptions. Two men and a woman from Missouri just sentenced to several weeks in jail for their roles in the Capitol riot. They each pleaded guilty to different counts, including entering a restricted building and theft of government property, in this case a broken piece of the House Speaker's sign. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Amid the mass devastation in the Ukrainian city that's been under siege for weeks now, Mariupol, comes word from the mayor that some 10,000 civilians have been killed. The Pentagon says it has no confirmation of any numbers. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We've already called a range of these actions we've seen war crimes. That is important.
Defense officials say military aid continues to arrive daily in Ukraine, also saying it appears that Russia is resupplying and repositioning its troops in apparent preparation for a renewed offensive in eastern Ukraine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy facing questions about new lesson plans to meet state guidelines, and some schools opening a gender identity discussion with first graders.
Folks should know that these standards were voted on by the state's Board of Education, I believe, 2 years ago. So this is not a new development, but local boards are required to have these implemented by this coming fall.
Governor Phil Murphy says he is open to considering changes. A surprise retirement in figure skating.
Olympic figure skater Alyssa Liu taking to Instagram to announce her retirement at 16 years old. The teen sharing photos and videos of herself skating, posting, "I feel so satisfied with how my skating career has gone. Now that I'm finally done with my goals in skating, I'm going to be moving on with my life." She goes on to say she plans to spend time with friends and family. Liu, becoming the youngest national champion in U.S. history at 13 years old, making her Olympic debut back in February, finishing seventh. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A late plunge on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 400 points at the close. The NASDAQ down about 300, more than 2%. Oil prices sliding under $95 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.